This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 20, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. A wintry mix today, temperatures near 40. The Daily Item is reporting today that the Lynn housing market dropped in value this past year. According to Redfin, a real estate brokerage company, the average house price dropped from $500,000 to $480,000 during 2022. In other housing news from Lynn, Mayor Jared Nicholson is touting his administration's role in developing plans to make housing more affordable in the city.
Almost half of our city is cost-burdened by their housing. We wanted to address that from the beginning and used Housing Lynn, the housing production plan that the city passed last year, as a blueprint for that work. One of the main recommendations from the Housing Lynn plan was to adopt an inclusionary zoning proposal. And we worked hard all year long to try to get something in place that would work for the city. We're thrilled that working with the city council, we were able to get an inclusionary zoning proposal through last year and adopt it in January. That's going to set aside a percentage of housing and new developments that's affordable for our Lynn residents. And it works in connection with another step we took from the Housing Lynn plan, which was to create an affordable housing trust fund. That's going to be a fund that's dedicated to the production of affordable housing and a fund that we made a major investment with using the city's ARPA funds to get that fund started.
The mayor was speaking on his office's video update. In education news, Marblehead Assistant Superintendent Nan Murphy will be leaving the district to become the superintendent in Dedham. Just over a week ago, Marblehead learned that high school principal Dan Bauer will be leaving to become superintendent in Danvers. The item is also reporting that Saugus school superintendent Aaron McMahon has been placed on paid administrative leave for unspecified misconduct. The details were released by the school committee or McMahon. A new grocery store is opening at the Liberty Tree Mall. The Salem News is reporting that Aldi's is set to open next week. The store is claiming to make grocery shopping smarter, faster, and easier, and they claim to be a price leader. The chain of stores has over 2,000 locations in the United States, and the Danvers store will be the 19th location in Massachusetts. Grocery shoppers in that area already have a nearby Market Basket store, and at the North Shore Mall, there's a Shaw's grocery store. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins keep rolling. Last night, a 3-1 win over the Rangers in New York. Sunday, the Bees will host the Sharks. The Celtics rallied from some early sluggish play to beat the Warriors in overtime last night, 121-118. Jaylen Brown, who did not shoot well during the game, hit a late three-pointer to tie the game, sending the game into overtime. The Celtics play at Toronto tomorrow afternoon at 5. A great high school basketball game last night saw Beverly topping Marblehead 74-67. Beverly coach Matt Karakoudis.
Oh, they're a really well-coached team, and they play really hard. So, I mean, it's exactly what we thought it would be. Yeah. Tonight was a dogfight to see who was going to control the NEC. You know, they beat us first time around, so we immediately circled this game on the schedule to get them in their gym. I thought both teams played really, really well and played really, really hard. And that was a fun, just high school basketball game.
Beverly will play at the Boston Garden against Everett tomorrow afternoon. Lynn English boys basketball remained undefeated with a win over Malden last night. In high school hockey, St. John's Prep is the top team on the North Shore, and they are competing to be the top team in the state. This week, they beat Xaverian 4-1 after being down 1-0. Coach Christian Hansen.
We just have so many veterans on the team that are, you know, it used to being in positions where they need to step up and play their best if they want to win a game. And that's what happened last night. You know, you have kids that know how to win and, you know, ultimately find a way to do that.
The Prep does not play again until Sunday.
So we go on the road on Sunday, play BC High, a team that beat us in the Fridays. So it's going to be another really challenging conference game. And with the way the Catholic Memorial is playing, you need to get every point you can in the conference to have a chance.
That's sports, along with Rick Moore. Thank you for joining us today. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you again Monday on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.